T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sexy time.
It's a sexy time. Sexy time.
It's a sexy time. It is. And this segment might make you blush a little bit.
And right.
It might.
And let's just back up for a second, because we were going to talk about something else today.
Okay.
But one of Lori's statistics so floored me that I thought, we're burying the lead here. We need to talk about this.
Which statistic was that, Paul?
7% of women, only 7% climax through traditional sex.
See, I'm shocked that you're shocked by that.
That I find that shocking.
Right, Lori?
Why isn't that leading every single show on TV and radio?
Well, because men... You should know that women don't always have orgasms during regular sex. You got to work harder.
7%?
you got to work harder. I mean, Lori,
work harder.
It's shocking to me that he was so surprised. But in your practice, are men surprised? Or men do you talk to? Do they think that all these women are having orgasms just during sex?
They do think that. In fact, they're really surprised.
Are the women faking it?
I would say yes. Yeah. Most are.
And therein lies the part of the problem, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Guys,
because men don't learn right from women early on, because women want to please men. And I think the media shows that sexual intercourse is the way that women reach climax, and everybody believes that, and it's really not true.
Oh,
our anatomy is not made for that to happen, really.
So, okay, please explain that, because obviously, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, a lot of men may not know this information.
Okay.
Describe that to us, why it is so difficult, and it is difficult for women to achieve climax just by having sex.
Okay, so the nerve endings of a woman are really analogous to the male penis. So her clitoris, which is the one word that is, for whatever reason, hardly ever said on the radio, but it is truly analogous. So her clitoris is equal to his penis, but it's a very tiny spot, and it has more nerve endings, and it's very sensitive. So for whatever reason, you know, obviously sexual intercourse includes the vaginal canal, but that's not where her nerve endings are. And so it's like, it would be like trying to reach climax through many, many blankets. And so it isn't stimulating the right spot. And that's why we need foreplay and stimulation beforehand. And another statistic that, you know, might worry you, Paul, is that most women need about 20 minutes of general touching where they relax and let go of their day. And then they need another 20 minutes of direct clitoral stimulation to reach orgasm.
That's a long time, 20 minutes, by the way.
I'm exhausted.
Well, men's measurements of time get confused.
I'm exhausted already.
Yes.
This is 40 minutes, right?
Right.
I know. It is so different. You know, our bodies are so different and need such different things. And you think about women out there, Jordana, who they come to the moment and their husband is aroused and ready, and they just think, oh, it's going to take me forever to get there, and so they give up.
Right, right. They're like, I don't have the energy for the 40 minutes or even the 20 minutes of it. Let's just be done.
Or let alone to tell him that that's what she needs.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I think it is, we are really different in terms of what we need. And that's difficult. And I think a woman too, you know, if her mind doesn't turn on, no amount of physical stimulation is going to get her there. So she has to be in the mood, and she has to help get herself in the mood, and he has to help get her in the mood, and she has to be thinking sexy time thoughts.
That's true.
You know, or
is there an app for that? Lori, is there an app that'll tell me?
Well,
that'll notify me?
It's good
seduction. That would be a helpful text.
Good seduction and anticipation helps.
Well, Lori, I think you should really give some information here. Sometimes women don't know what is going to get them there also. I've known grown women who have never had an orgasm.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I think that's a travesty.
Yes, absolutely.
And because they've certainly never been taught. It's not something that you teach in school, or even it's not passed down really from mother to child, of course. It's something that you would probably experience or find out on your own.
Yes, but then, I will say I think mothers should pass it down to daughter and say the word and tell her that this is a really special place mm-hmm. that gives her special feelings. I mean, I do think moms should educate their daughters. It's a gift, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, so I definitely think that should be included at some point, you know, in terms of just describing anatomy to your child. It should be.
So this and is I a think, hard conversation, though, to have with your husband or your significant other. Like, heads up, this hasn't happened for me, or it's very rare when it happens. So how do you either broach that conversation and then give instructions in a careful way?
Because the guys are going to get defensive, right? Take it personally.
Yes.
I'm doing something mm-hmm. wrong. I'm not doing what I mm-hmm. am supposed to be doing. So I think there's almost a sense of helplessness. Mm-hmm. So
I know. I did a podcast recently on 4Play Radio, and I mean, I got so many email messages from men saying, how do I know if this is happening for her? How do I know that she's not faking it? They were really alarmed. So, I mean, I think the good news is that male partners often do want to please their female partner,
but
they don't necessarily know how, so women need to speak up and talk about it. One way I suggest is, hey, I just heard this thing on the radio, and it talked about how I need all this touching and that I could have a more powerful experience, a better orgasm this way.
That's good.
You know, would you be willing to try it? And so that minimally they can point toward the future and say, this could be better for me versus, hey, it's never happened for me.
That's excellent. Thank you. I'm crass and too straightforward, but
you're not.
A good way
I mean,
to
I think
a diplomatic
you've been
way.
A strong woman who...
Yeah.
Yeah, sex positive, girl.
But you have to be diplomatic, especially if you've been in a sexual relationship with somebody who thinks you're getting everything they need and they're providing it. You don't want to be hurtful. You just want it to be better. That's why we're talking about this. Everyone wants some better sex.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of myths out there about sex and how to have a better orgasm. I would say that one of the big myths that I always hear and read about is that if a woman practices her Kegel muscles, which is kind of the squeezing muscle you learn after mm-hmm. you have children, the doctors teach you how to do it to restore your pelvic floor, that that's really going to give you a better orgasm. And that's totally false.
That's interesting because they do lie to us that way. Oh, do your Kegels. It'll make it better. So why?
Well, because it has nothing to do with the nerve endings. It does have to do with, you know, good control and things like that, but it has nothing to do with your ability to reach orgasm. So it's just something that somebody made up. But there is something that a woman can do and her partner can do, and that's called edging. That's what the kids call it. And it's basically coming close to an orgasm, if you know how to orgasm, mm-hmm. and your partner knows that, coming close to that edge, but not going over the edge or the cliff and kind of stopping and starting over and over again, maybe a few times. And what that does for the woman is it builds her arousal to a very high point.
Oh boy.
And sometimes women experience that as a bigger, better orgasm. But a word of caution, this is her choice. She may not want to do that, and that's okay. It's not some sort of proof of manliness or prowess for him to have her have the biggest orgasm she's ever had in her life. It's really something that a woman should call on.
And can I back up and ask the obvious dumb question? Why does it matter? I mean, I think I know why it matters, but orgasms, we're meant as human beings to experience that, right?
Yes. And if a woman doesn't have an orgasm, she's not going to have sexual desire.
Right.
So it matters.
Oh, it matters.
Yeah.
Not every single time, perhaps. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe it is a night that she wants to give. She wants to make love, but she's just not in the mood to have one herself. And that's fine as long as it's not a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say about 90% of the time she should reach orgasm or she's just not going to feel a whole lot of desire. I mean, you know, no big bang, no big deal.
Lori, I hope lots of people around the Twin Cities go home tonight, do some of these experiments, and have the best sex of their lives.
And have a good conversation, too.
Mm-hmm. Lori, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
For saying clitoris and orgasm and all of that good stuff on the air.
On the air. Okay. Bye-bye.
You can always hear Lori's podcast. Yes, it goes even deeper than these awkward conversations sometimes at 4playradio.com.
But we're not doing this to be salacious, right? I mean, we're doing this because Lori specifically has a way of demystifying
some of
these things. And we need to talk about this. It's an important part of any relationship, right? You want it to be better.
I screwed up the podcast. It's Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. So go look for her podcast there.
It's better when she says clitoris, by the way.
I know it is. Yeah. But, you know, we said it three times on the air. We are demystifying. It's something you should be discussing with a trusted partner.
Yes, absolutely.
It's also 420.
Speaking of weather... Weather or not, it's not going to stay this cold for long. And down under in Australia, all kinds of issues with wildfires. A little bit of weather therapy when we come back.
Paul and Jordana.
She said you're
it's really cold.
You ain't this just in, any day you can drag your butt to the window and look outside is a good day.
You're right, you're absolutely right.
Right? Remember my late grandmother... reminding me of that.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm totally dressed for it. Like I have double layers.
You got like this
very
ski sweater
warm.
On.
Yes, exactly. I'm totally. And if anybody's wondering, we're Facebooking live it, so you can see how I'm completely dressed for the -4 wind chill.
What's that old adage? No such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing options.
Agreed. I'm toasty now. Absolutely.
And I love the people, you know, it's zero and they're walking around in shorts.
Well.
Love that.
Ridiculous.
Like they're in denial.
Whatever.
They're thumbing their nose at old man winter. So we got up to 17 today. Might have gotten up to 18 in between hours. Don't know yet. I'll know at 7 o'clock. But it looks like we just set a record for the coldest November the 11th on record. The previous record was 18 degrees set on this date in 1986. And yet, it's 25, 30 degrees colder than average. It can still get cold in November. We're going to bounce back. I think we'll be low 40s starting this weekend and much of next week, and mm-hmm. you'll be amazed. I'm always amazed after single digits in teens how good 40 feels. I was sitting in the stands for the mm-hmm. Gophers game, and it was 44 degrees,
yeah,
and the sun was out.
Huh?
It felt great.
Yeah.
Nobody was complaining. But anywho's... This doesn't, just because it's getting cold now and it's colder than average does not mean that it's going to be a rougher winter, mm-hmm. A tougher winter, a longer winter. A lot of people read stuff into that.
Good. So we feel like,
panic.
Well, if it's -4 right now, it's not going to get any better till March. So you're right. That does make us panic a little bit.
We still don't have earthquakes. We don't have storms with names. Mm-hmm. And we don't get wildfires. Australia, New South Wales, which is where Sydney is, has declared a state of emergency. One catastrophic wildfire after another. We were just talking about California. California, now they have the fires under control. The winds have eased up. It's not as bad for California, but Australia is experiencing a rare catastrophic fire warning. Over 60 fires are currently burning across New South Wales and Queensland. Sydney, Australia's biggest city, may be threatened. Not so much the downtown, 4.6 million people in Sydney, but just outside of Sydney. The cloud of smoke from these fires, Jor, is so big, it can be seen from as far away as New Zealand.
Wow.
Australia experiencing its worst drought in decades. So, again, don't sweat the flurries.
Ready for snowboarding. My kids are like, Mom, can we go? I think Highland opened.
You said Highland opened.
I think Highland
up?
Open. I think Afton's opening next week, and they're ready.
Cold enough to make, obviously cold enough to make snow.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my only word of warning would be watch the ice on some of the lakes out there right now.
Okay.
It's still not thick enough. And next week, we're going to bounce above freezing, so I think the ice will be unstable into next week. Give it a little longer.
Okay.
Yes.
So wait a little bit. I totally get it. A Texas woman was legally declared dead while she was very much alive. How did that happen? Find out when we go way beyond the headlines next.
Paul and Jordana. Beyond the headlines.
A 73-year-old from Magnolia, Texas went to the Walgreens, pick up a prescription.
Yeah.
Her bank card was declined. She's like, that's weird. This bank card is new. It's only 3 months old. I know it's not expired. She went over to the bank. After a couple of rounds of calls, they found out that Sherry Ellis, 73 years old, had been declared dead by the Social Security Administration. But clearly, she was not.
Not dead. I'm still not dead.
She was not. She was she. Said, I don't know how long I've been dead, but I got to find out. The Office of the Inspector General said in 2016, Social Security sees fewer than 1,000 cases of mistaken death. Like, fewer than 1,000? Is that supposed to be a victory for Social Security? Like, how about zero people that are declared dead that are actually still alive?
Yeah.
They say mistaken deaths can lead to mistaken benefit terminations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got there before you did, folks. That's right. Could cause severe financial hardship and distress. You know, she said she has a Social Security check coming, her Medicare, her secondary insurance. They were all put on hold. She takes 10 different medications. It can cost up to $1,400 without insurance. My goodness. Medicare office told me it might take 45 days to resurrect me. I shouldn't laugh because it's really actually very sad. At least she's with it enough. You know, I mean, she's only 73 to be able to work this out. She says it's been a struggle. We don't have a lot of money. We depend on those checks. And because somebody screwed up at the Social Security office, she's screwed 45 days without her stuff. And she needs those meds. So we just got to be smarter at stuff.
We have to do better. So I know you were cackling. You were enjoying the fact that my father sided with you over. Lori and I put our tree up a little before. It was just
crazy.
It was a week before Halloween.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And when your father sides with me, it's always a great day.
We were blasting.
And he usually does.
Holiday hits. So thank you for that. Yeah. Dad is on your side. He said, Douglas, it is a bit early.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, everybody loves a little bit of Christmas, but
thanks,
come
Dad.
On. Come
well,
on.
But if it makes you happy.
That's true. Good point.
So here's something that I think we can all agree on. Holiday lights, Christmas lights in our beards.
I like that. Bring it.
It's a thing.
Bring it.
It's called Beard Lights.
Yes.
Pimp your beard.
Yes, I like this.
Attachment clips included. For $14, you get a string of 18 LED lights, and they blink in different colors. And apparently it's long enough to decorate anything from a goatee to a full-on ZZ Top beard.
Fantastic. And, you know, there's no chance at all of your face exploding into flames.
I don't think so.
You know, you might want to consider that before you
Is your beard
do it up.
Flammable?
Yeah.
They're just like
because
normal.
It's not a good look, by the way. If your beard is on fire, not a good look.
And if you don't have a beard, you probably
it's
don't want to
a good look.
Strap those on
don't
your face.
It. Don't do it.
Maybe you can put it on your hair.
Don't do it, my friends.
Why not? Why not in your hair?
I mean, it's a good idea, but I think in reality.
Anyway, remember these lights are so small; they're easy to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you don't wear them out in the rain or in the
shower. Become a fire hazard. That's right, or risk electrocution.
Electrocution. So anyway, holiday lights in your beard is apparently a real thing this year.
You've heard this Popeye's chicken sandwich is all the rage. This is the thing. People line up and then Popeye's
There's been
ran
violent,
out.
Violence over Popeye's.
It's been absolutely insane. Well, fights over the reintroduction of Popeye's chicken sandwich are not slowing down. Workers at one franchise ganged up on a fellow employee they say was selling them on the DL.
Black
that
market
means on the
Popeyes.
Down low. That's right. That's right. There's a video of a Popeye's restaurant in Los Angeles. It's a madhouse behind the counter. Employees are swinging at each other. One's wielding a frying pan above their head. The person behind the camera claims the violence erupted after an employee was caught selling the chicken sandwich out the back door. You bleeping hit me, bleep. I mean, it's pretty brutal. This we can't play it for you on the air. Fights have been erupting, as Paul said, all over the country where people are waiting in line. In fact, a man waiting in line in Maryland ended up dead after a violent altercation. Please, let's remember, folks, that it's just a chicken sandwich.
Chicken.
It's just chicken. But this dude
it's really
was,
good chicken, though.
Seriously, it was on the DL. He was sneaking it out the back door, and his employees went nuts on him. So just, again, it's chicken. Enjoy it, but don't be crazy.
Perspective.
Don't be crazy.
Yeah.
Don't be crazy.
Perspective.
My kids like that Raising Cane's. I think they have that at the U. David, you know that? I think they said the only place they can get it is at the U.
Yeah, Cane's. There's one in Maple Grove well that's pretty new. And all they do is chicken strips. It's like really simple, but it's really good.
They get it delivered. They'll.
By the way, thank you, David. You suggested the Nook in St. Paul.
Oh, yes.
Huge hit. Huge hit. Our friends from Pittsburgh, they were impressed. The food was fabulous.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't even tell you about the fries, but that's why. I mean, you go there for the burger, but you go
I had fries.
For the fries.
Oh,
I mean,
had the fries.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. So look, my oldest son just had a gender reveal for their future grandson. They kicked the football.
He's still a guy, though?
He's still a guy, yeah. But this little football was supposed to burst into a cloud of blue smoke.
Or pink, depending on.
Right. But the football sailed 40 yards, and it didn't break, and so it caused some stress. Anyway, talk about a gender reveal gone bad. A new report found that a September plane crash in western Texas occurred when the pilot's crop duster stalled out after dumping hundreds of gallons of pink water during a couple's gender reveal celebration. Now, they lived. One passenger had minor injuries when the plane crashed.
Oh my God.
In early September near the town of Turkey, which is 260 miles northwest of Dallas. An NTSB report says the pilot dumped 350 gallons of pink water from the aircraft, and then that apparently made the plane stall and crash. Gender reveal parties for expecting parents have grown in popularity. Mishaps can be deadly. Last month, an Iowa woman was killed when a homemade device that was meant to spray colorful powder into the air instead exploded like a pipe bomb.
And so we've really taken this a little too far. We need to dial it back.
Got to put the toothpaste back in the tube here. Nutty.
My husband and I found out what the babies were going to be. And she said, when you look on the ultrasound, if it looks like a hamburger, it's a girl. You see three lines. That's a girl's vagina. And if it looks like a hot dog, that's a boy. If the legs are spread and you just see the hot dog. So it's a hamburger or a hot dog. Let's not get crazy with people dying. Let's just look on the ultrasound and look for the hamburger or the hot dog. Right?
You are so right.
I mean,
Julie.
It's just right. I know it's fun, but let's
right,
not die
right.
About it. Or just get some pink cupcakes or some blue cupcakes,
but
and let's have some sugar.
They want an Instagrammable moment, and the hot dog hamburger thing just doesn't cut it, Jor.
Boy.
All right, what you got?
Remember the saying, if it's too loud, you're too old?
Mm-hmm.
I think the new one is going to be, if it's too late, you're too old. That's right.
Too late?
Mm-hmm. That's right. A lawsuit Monday in Miami-Dade County was filed against Madonna and Madonna the singer.
Oh.
And Live Nation.
Yeah.
The man who filed the lawsuit says they changed the start times for her Madam X tour, and it's a breach of contract between the singer and the ticket buyer, and the concert now starts too late. The concert is supposed to start at 10:30 p.m.
Suing Madonna.
Suing Madonna. And he said it starts too late. He claims when he bought the tickets to the show, the show is going to be in December, but he bought the tickets in August. When he bought the tickets, the concert was scheduled to begin at 8:30. But on October 23rd, Live Nation and Madonna changed the start and a bunch of other shows to 10:30. And he says he will not attend the concert because it's too late. That's it. It's too late. So he is suing Madonna. A refund, by the way, has not been offered. And he's really upset about that, too. So he clearly has a lot of time and a lot of money on his hands if he's trying to sue Madonna. So that's really unfortunate. So maybe now if it's too late,
maybe
you're
he
too
did
old.
It for the attention. Maybe he knew that schlubs like you and me would be reading this on
I
the
guess.
Air.
Although, I mean, it's a Madonna concert, so you got to stay out late that night. Come on. It's not that late. Usually, even if the concert's called for 8:30, there's always an opening act. They
right.
play for an hour. Then
yeah.
they got to tear down that set. Then, I mean, she wouldn't go on until 10:30 anyway.
You should call this guy. Talk him off the ledge. Jor, it's 4:45. Let's quit while we're behind because we want to leave some extra time for Mike Max to gloat about the Gophers.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have questions about the Vikes and some other stuff going on. It's 4:45, Wicks and Jewelers time. Shop an unrivaled collection of jewelry and watches with an incredible level of personalized service at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Paul and Jordana.
The sting is going to take weeks to wear off.
I don't think
but
weeks.
I am genuinely happy for the Gophers football team and genuinely happy for Gophers fans. The drought is over. It's happening. They're the real deal. They're for real. They played a much better game than Penn State did on Saturday. But it was just great being there, Mike Max.
See, you're no fun, man.
I know, right?
Cripes, you're supposed to be down.
Wallow a little bit.
You know,
hey, come on, wallow.
Look, I would have been down had it
shocked,
been Ohio
stunned.
State or Iowa. I mean, with I've been rooting for the Gophers.
I would beg to differ, though, that Minnesota played a much better game than Penn State. Penn State had a couple self-inflicted wounds in the form of turnovers, but Penn State only punted the ball once. They actually, I thought, played really well, and had they not had the three interceptions, they win the game going away.
And we had no answer, though, for Rashad. I mean, for the receivers, I mean, that strategy, the other part of it is,
I mean, interceptions are part of it. When you got a guy like Antoine Winfield, who was named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week this week, enjoy him while you can, because my sources are telling me they think he'll go out after this season and play pro, even though he's got a year left, because there's no real upside to coming back with where he's at right now, and he's been so good for this program, obviously. He might win the Thorpe Award as good as he's been, so... It was quite a day and one that people won't forget. And, there's been a few of them, and that's why I guess people won't forget them, because they're so few and far between. But, you know, going back to the mid-70s when they shut out Michigan at home. But most of their big wins, ironically, have come on the road. They beat number 2 Penn State on the road one year. They beat number 1 or 2 Ohio State on the road. They beat Michigan a couple times, once with a last-second field goal when they were highly ranked. They beat them a couple of times on the road. So that's what made this one. They beat Wisconsin one year when Wisconsin was undefeated and could have won a national championship had they not beaten them. But that was on the road. So they've just had a number of wins on the road. This was the first one that people really, and the anticipation of it was so big because both teams were
The bye week. 2.5-point underdogs to Iowa. I was surprised
what
to see
heck,
that.
What the heck, Paul?
No respect.
Now you can go all out of Minnesota, right?
He can.
Oh, I am.
He can.
I hope they go the whole way. I hope they kick Ohio State's butt.
Just to really tie a bow on this thing, if they beat Iowa and Wisconsin loses, they're already Big Ten West champs, which means at minimum they're going to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena.
Wow.
At minimum.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So they're that close, and we haven't seen that since well before I was alive.
That's cool.
That's really
happy to see this. The Vikes game last night.
Very good.
They prevailed. I thought they looked good. Kirk Cousins was confident.
That was really a good football game on both sides. I mean, it was a chess match. It was 14-0. It was 14-14. Both teams had chances in the fourth quarter. The Vikings, what Mike Zimmer was happiest about his press conference today was they took the ball 10 minutes, and when they gave it back to Dallas, there was only 4 minutes left, meaning you had sustained a drive and limited the number of times that they could possess the ball. And so Kyle Rudolph obviously had a big game. Dalvin Cook had a big game, but in there, that defense that he loves going head to head with guys like Prescott, and they shut down Ezekiel Elliott a lot at the line of scrimmage, and they I thought they outthought and out-physicaled Dallas at the line of scrimmage. That's exactly what they want to be. They should beat Denver this week, and then they get a bye week, and they'll get everybody healthy. So they're going to be just a ton of fun to watch here the last 6 weeks.
I'm taking Brett to see the Packers. Vikings game.
December 23rd. I've got that one kind of circled with a pencil. You know, you don't want to commit all in, but that could be big.
It's going to be a good game.
Oof.
Yeah,
they played them one year on Christmas Eve Day. And I remember everybody said, well, you can't do that. It's Christmas Eve Day. They packed the stadium.
Yep.
The ratings were unbelievable.
Yep.
We found out families really didn't need to talk to each other. They just needed a good game.
You can talk at the stadium. That's fine.
So the Wolves lost to the Nuggets last night, and they play the Pistons in Detroit tonight.
The Wolves, I've never heard of this. 6-for-45 from three-point range. 6-for-45. Kids, if you're out there, that means you just keep shooting.
Keep shooting. Yeah. The pregame is here at 5:30 on CCO.
Thanks, guys. Stay warm.
Thanks, Michael.
Paul and Jordana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.